This is Paul Peluso from Officer.com, and I'm here with Jim Kennedy, the Director of Forensic Video and Media Services, Multimedia Services for New York State Police. Thank you for joining us today, Jim.
You're welcome.
New York State Police at the Academy recently opened a state-of-the-art forensic video facility. If you can tell us a little bit, Jim, about how the process was to undergo the major renovations you guys underwent, and basically what you guys are able to use now that you didn't used to have access to.
Okay. The unit was started, actually. It'll be 30 years this October. So in October of 1984, the unit was established, and back in 84, there was two of us that were assigned to a video production section of the unit. And throughout the course of those duties, we basically produced training tapes, public service announcements, and we followed our recruits around to make a graduation video, which in some part we still do today. But over the years, the focus of our unit has changed drastically. And we probably about 15, 18 years ago, we started to go out into the field and we started to videotape crime scenes. We started coming back, you know, with our higher quality video with our production cameras, and a lot of our forensic investigation units started seeing the quality of the videotape, and they started asking for our services more and more in that field of documenting crime scenes. So that about 18 years ago is when we really started to get into the area of the forensic multimedia section of our unit today. Last year, we started a major renovation in our office. We were, prior to the renovation, we had two small rooms where we had a couple of systems in. And in those systems, we were able to provide clarifications and forensic multimedia analysis to really any digital or analog item that was submitted to our office. And they were small rooms. So when we were completed with the analysis, a lot of times district attorneys, other investigators, other detectives would come into the office to see the results of the analysis, and we'd be crammed into that space. Wasn't really efficient, wasn't really professional looking. So we started a process, found some underutilized space within the blueprint of our current office, and probably about April of 2013, we identified about 75% of the office, and the wrecking ball started, and we started a demolition and really demoing about 75% of the office. It took the better part of the summer. And in September, late September, early October, we officially opened the new multimedia lab here in our unit. And what the space has provided us is a clean, professional-looking workspace. In addition to the renovation, we were able to procure three additional systems. So we now have one open, clean, professional-looking forensic multimedia area, or laboratory, if you will, that will allow me to staff six forensic analysts at each workstation, performing casework on an individual case or you know, multiple analysts on one case. So it's allowed us to now provide the analysis in a much more streamlined, efficient process. The renovation allowed us to incorporate a laboratory management system called LIMS for us here in New York, and we have an area where the first processing of the evidence starts with us at the computer, logging, barcoding the evidence in. One of the new elements of the renovation was a large, full multimedia evidence vault, all climate controlled, so we have a large vault now that we can store all of our evidence, as well as an area that's been dedicated for as a workbench area for DVR analysis, for any type of work that we have to do on reconstruction, whether it be analog or digital, or even work on DVRs. So that's really an overview of the renovation and where we are today and how we're really using it to this day.
Great. And during the renovation, did you guys have any difficulty working around did you guys have to relocate for that time being, and how did that go?
No, we we remained operational with those two rooms that were sealed off out of the way, so that we had the two systems that were able to provide analysis as the renovation and as the building process went along. So we were still operational. We really couldn't entertain people coming in and reviewing casework and things like that. But when we did have to meet, we took our work product with us into another part of the building, and we met and we did the evidence or the trial meeting that we had to do if it were required for that case.
Okay. And basically, there's been so many technological advances. Have you guys been able to incorporate a lot of that into what you have now? And you talked a little bit about how it has been more streamlined, more efficient. I guess has some of that, what are some of the benefits you guys have seen from that?
Well, we were lucky last year. In addition to the renovation, we were able to procure, like I said a moment ago, we were able to procure three additional new systems. And going back to our 30-year mark, when we were solely a production unit, we partnered at a very early time with Avid Technologies. And we were all Avid trained within our office. And when Avid partnered with Ocean Systems, it was really an ideal partnership for everyone in our office, in our unit, because we were all Avid trained already. So it was a real natural progression for us to go into that platform. And, inside the lab, we primarily have six full workstations that we can utilize, again, depending on what kind of case it is, what kind of media it is, or how many analysts need to work the case. They're able to network the media. They're able to share the media. So we're able to do it in a much more streamlined process.
Okay, great. And, so when you look at other police departments out there that may be thinking about undergoing a major renovation, as you guys did, have you seen, is this something that, other departments might have to do? Having, like you said, forensics video has been something that's been around for at least the last 20 years, even though it probably is getting bigger now. Do you think that some departments may be ready for this sort of renovation?
I know in New York, we're one of the largest full-service forensic multimedia sections in New York. We were lucky enough to have the current real estate, the blueprint in the office, where we had the support of our administration, to lose certain areas of the office to incorporate them into a forensic video laboratory. So what was very beneficial to us was the administration's support for new systems and the renovation of the current real estate.
Okay.
So that's where we've been very successful in having our agency support us, which is not the case with a lot of agencies. Usually in times of budget cuts, the video people, the multimedia people, are really the first people that are looked at when people need to cut budgets. But that's not been the case with ours. And again, our workload dictates, really how much time that we're putting into the section of the office. I mentioned we're officially a multi-sectional unit. And those multi-sections are forensic video, video production, photography, and audiovisual support. Well, our sole work support right now is in the forensic video section. We've not really been able to maintain the production workload. And again, all of our effort, all of our manpower is going into that forensic video section, and our caseload is very, very heavy.
Okay. How many people do you have working within that forensics video department?
Right now I have five analysts that are trained in the video and the multimedia component of the forensic section.
Okay.
And in 2014, we're looking at boosting that staff by three or four positions.
So that's great. And yeah, like you said, a lot of departments are undergoing financial restraints, budget cuts. You guys are actually adding to it. So you guys didn't really experience any, I guess, pushback or issues with getting the renovation done?
No, I mean, really, it was smooth from the administration standpoint. Again, with the support that we had from administration, it actually went very, very fast. And again, we were able to, we were really struggling to maintain during the construction process to maintain the two systems up with a full-blown construction, a major construction project going on around us. So that was a challenge for about 6 months. But again, right now we're really in a position where, it's a new facility. It's everything is working smoothly. It's a lot more, it's efficient, in sharing media. If we need to share media, we can, network, a print station. So if any one of the analysts have to, are required to make prints or posters for court exhibits, they can network over to the print station and they can make prints that way. Or over to the robotic duplicator for discs if they need to do any mass type of duplications in that respect. So it's working really, really efficiently for us at this point.
Great. And it's the last question I have for you is, you know, with technology becoming so big within law enforcement, you know, continually becoming big within law enforcement, what kind of changes do you see in the role that forensics video plays? Do you see it becoming more important?
I think the importance continues to increase every year. The more and more systems that are out there recording video, recording audio, recording images, that's only going to increase. And what's good news to us is as these new systems become available to businesses, we're finding the video is becoming better quality. And a lot of times right now, we're seeing good video, and there may not be a lot of times where we need to do clarifications with the video, but we're still able to look at that video, ensure that it was accurately acquired. We're able to do some clarification process to that, and then produce scientific exhibits to make the prosecutor's job very easy to portray what the visual evidence is throughout his trial. Some things that we're looking at doing a lot more field analysis, in areas of reverse projection. We're looking at integrating our unit into, 3D scanning of crime scenes where we can take the scan data, from like a total station or a Leica system, and we could take that scan data and then we can integrate that into the video data that we process to become, that much more, accurate and efficient at processing these crime scenes visually. And I think that's where we're going in the next, I would say, 12 to 18 months is the integration of the 3D scanning with the video analysis.
Great. Well, I thank you for joining us today, Jim.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay, take care.